Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to our service here this morning. And we'd like to welcome back Stephen and our new intern, Ricardo. Now, we're very pleased to have you with us, and we'll be hearing from you in due course. So it's very nice to have you here. Last week we saw that it was in God's nature to bless us, and we were encouraged to pray blessings on those around us. This week, we'd be continuing in our service on Jabez's prayer and its challenge to us. Billy Graham once said, "True prayer is a way of life, not just for use in the case of emergency. Make it a habit, and when the need arises, you will be in practice."
The reading today comes from James chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You do not have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think that Scripture says without reason that the Spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That is why the Scripture says, 'God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.' Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Yeah, this is the word of the Lord.
So we continue in our series, Courageous Prayer, looking at the character of Jabez. As we saw over the last number of weeks, he's only mentioned in two verses in the whole of the Bible, a short prayer, but a very powerful prayer. A prayer where it seemed as if he needed God to step in, and that's the kind of bold prayers, courageous prayers that we see throughout the Scriptures. And the kind of prayers that everything else seems to not have worked or failed or gone away, or they've tried on their own strength, and all of that's disappeared, and now they need God to step in. The same God who is yesterday, the same yesterday, today, and forever is the God who steps into our situations and circumstances. We saw that this is more of a daily bread than a cup of water. This is more of a life-changing in the normal. This isn't just a small piece or a remnant of something that we can hook into. This is life-changing, what we're looking at. And last week, as we thought about, "Oh Lord, bless me," we saw that often God's bounty is only limited by our own human intentions, by our thinking, by the way we put God in a box, by the way we limit him and what we think he can or cannot do, because you cannot come to the end of God's grace, his love, his forgiveness, or indeed his blessings. His resources are eternal. Let's not limit him in those resources. So let's pray together before we look at today's part. Father, we thank you that your presence is indeed with us, as we prayed and said already many times in this service. So may now your presence, your Holy Spirit, left on this earth as our advocate, as our guide, our helper, and our convictor, may your Holy Spirit speak truth into the depths of our hearts and our beings in this moment, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Jabez. You find him in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. And hopefully over the last couple of weeks you were able to get one of those little flyers, still a few left, out in the porch. And maybe hopefully you've stuck it up in your car or in your mirror or in your fridge or wherever it is in your house, where you'll read it and reread it each and every day. It says this: "Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, 'I gave birth to him in pain.' And Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, 'Oh, that you had blessed me and enlarged my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I'd be free from pain.' and God granted his request. So today, as we look at Jabez, we consider and we think about this theory of enlarging my territory. That was part of his prayer, enlarge my territory. What does that mean? Now, we kind of discussed a little bit last week that it's not a big selfish prayer. Lord, give me more wealth, give me more money, give me a Mercedes-Benz kind of thing. But this sounds really explicitly selfish, doesn't it? Oh, Lord, that you would enlarge my territory, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. So is it wrong to pray for more of the things that could benefit you? Or is that just being selfish? Does the Bible, the scriptures, negate this as a negative thing? Well, in essence, no, because it depends on the motive, doesn't it? Ask and you'll be given. Knock and you will knock. Ask and you'll be given. Knock and the door will be open to you. Seek and you will find. So praying enlarge my territory is where you ask God to enlarge your life so that you can make a bigger impact for him. Enlarge my territory, that part of the prayer is really about praying, God, you will enlarge my life so much that there are so many opportunities that I can make a bigger impact for you. So in the context of Jabez's prayer, Jabez lived after Joshua. Joshua outlived Moses. Moses was the one who led the people out of Israel, out of slavery, into the promised land. That's what he thought, but he spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness and never reached the promised land with the nation of Israel. Joshua, the young man, his successor, was the one who led the people into the conquest of the promised land. Joshua was the one who led the nation of Israel out of the wandering in the wilderness, to take up what God had promised for them. And Jabez comes in just after that. That's kind of where the timeline sits, if you like. So Jabez is now sitting in the territory that has been allotted to him along with the rest of the nation of Israel. And he's looking at it. He's considering it. And he's considering this new space, this new place, this new season of life that God has stepped him into. And he's saying, God, enlarge my territory. God, where is the opportunities in this place for me to make an impact for you? Jabez is looking for the potential that God has given to him. Jabez is looking for the uniqueness, just like the screwdriver, of where he fits in so that he can make an impact and a difference for God. He wants to live his life large for God, is another way of putting it. So we put it in context, maybe for today in that sense. So we can kind of imagine Jabez sitting in this promised land, thinking, oh, look, there could be lots of opportunities here. God, what do you want me to do? Let's try to put it into the context of today. If Jabez was working in a school, he might ask for more influence on what the curriculum looks like so that he could teach values to the children in his care. If Jabez worked in the stock market, he might ask for opportunities where wealth could be created so that he might honor God with his value-based decisions and in turn use the money to further God's kingdom. If Jabez lived in your street, he might pray that he would have more conversations and moments to bless his neighbours. If Jabez was in your social space, whether that's at the golf club, whether that's at the book club, whether that's in a football club, whether that's in the supermarket, whether that's in a book club, whether that's meeting with your friends for coffee, Jabez may have prayed that he could be a helping hand and a kind conversation. If Jabez was here in this congregation, in this church, he might have been praying, enlarge my territory that I might grow more like Jesus and implementing what the Spirit is nudging him towards in this place. if Jabez was amongst his family, he might pray that God would enlarge his territory to give him more moments of grace and nurture as he was amongst those who he loved most. So praying, enlarge my territory, is where you ask God to enlarge your life so you can make a bigger impact for him, wherever that might be. I read this question recently as I was kind of reading around for today. I read this question. If the God of heaven loves you infinitely and wants you in his presence every moment, and that's what we've been praying for a lot today. If the God of heaven loves you infinitely and wants you in his presence every moment, and if he knows that heaven is much better place for you, then why on earth has he left you here? I think that's a really good question. It's made me think this week. If God loves me infinitely and knows that being in his presence in every moment is a much better place for me, then why on earth has he left me here? As I thought about that question, I recalled, and I know I've recounted this story to some of you personally. I don't think I've done it at the front, but forgive me if I have. In my curacy, about 3 weeks into my curacy, the rector was heading off on holidays, and he gave me a list of individuals who I should go and visit. And he kind of walked through the people who were on the list, and this is so-and-so, and they live there, and this is what you might find, and da-da-da. And then he said, this is a lady called May. She's in a nursing home, and she's 102. That was all he said. So I duly dispatched myself to this nursing home to visit May, who was 102. And new to this whole business of being ordained, I kind of went through the door, and I found the sister in the home, and I said, hello, my name is, and went through all of those preliminary things. And then I asked, could I see May? Yep. Then the sister says, well, this half of the nursing home is kind of nursing care. This half of the home is more residential. May's down in the day room in the residential part. Right, 102, okay. So I goes into the day room. She says, May, this is, who's your name? I said, James. So I sat down. I said, May, I explained who I was. And the first conversation is all the primary stuff. She asked me what Dollingstown was like. Did I know so-and-so that lived in such-and-such a house? And whose house church going? And perfectly, clear as a bell. 100% clear as a bell. I wasn't really sure what I would have met whenever I went in to visit someone who was 102. Then she looked at me, kind of nudged me, winked at me, and started singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. She finished the first line. She looked at me, she nudged me, and she says, I didn't hear you singing. This was the day room. There was at least 14 other residents there. There was staff giving out medication, and there was other family members visiting. There could have been about 25 to 28 people in the room. Nephews have all heard me sing. Right. She says, I'll count you in. One, two, three. So we sang the first verse of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And then she stopped. She looked at me. She winked. And she says, now, the rest of yous, I didn't hear you singing. I'll count yous in. One, two, three. And everybody stopped what they're doing. They stopped their knitting, they stopped their reading, they stopped giving out medication. The whole place stopped. And everybody sung all three verses of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And after they finished singing it, she nudges me, she winks, because everybody else went back to their, well, they're reading their books, they're knitting, whatever they were doing. She nudged me, she winked, and she says, they all think I'm cuckoo, you know. But that's my way of telling them about my Jesus. May knew why she was still here. May knew how to enlarge her territory. May understood what it meant to make a bigger impact for God in the place that she was. in the only way that she knew how. So maybe we need to pray for more opportunities, preacher included. Maybe we need to pray for more opportunities. I realize that those opportunities may not add a whole lot more time or effort into our day. It's not about praying that, oh Lord, I want to do another 8 hours a day of ministry and work for you. But it is about praying, oh Lord, enlarge my territory where you have placed me, set me in the conversations and the context where I already am, that you would give me opportunities to share and show your love, your grace, your forgiveness, and your hope. I could even be in the queue at Tesco's, or walking the dog, or sitting in the cafe. Enlarge our territory, O Lord. That's what the Apostle James was talking a little bit about, as he was part of the apostles that established that early church, as we heard read to us today. His letter is written to a church that's kind of a little bit in turmoil. James is quite straight talking. He doesn't hold back. He's straight out there. He's shoot from the hip. And he says, what causes fights and quarrels amongst you in verse 1 of chapter 4? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight, and you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. That early church was praying for selfish things. They weren't praying for more opportunities to share and show God. They were arguing amongst themselves. People wanted it their way and asked God to do it the way that they wanted it. That's what James is writing to them about. And he's saying here, rather than them opening themselves up and praying, bless me with what you know best for me. Enlarge my territory with more opportunities to share and show you. They prayed something else. There was a whole thing going around, it's kind of died off a wee bit now in many ways, but on social media, called girl math. Anybody ever heard of girl math? Lots of females in the house. No, never heard of girl math. Well, I would probably say you all operated in some shape or form, even never having heard of it. It goes a little bit like this, okay? Do you know if you go to Marks and Spencer's at Sprucefield and you buy something, you bring it home and it doesn't quite work, right? Not that you would ever do that. And then you take it back and you get a refund for it, okay? Well, the money that you get as a refund, you buy something else with. But because it was a refund and Marks and Spencer's gave it to you, it means the next item you buy is now free. That's girl math. That's what you tell us at home, right? If somebody gives you £10, then it's free. It's girl math. The girl math thing is that sense of creating a reason and an excuse around something that isn't quite always logical, but you kind of, we do it on our own heads. There's also male math, where we purchase things thinking that one day we will use them, and we never quite get there. But what about God math? The more we give away, the scriptures tell us, the more we receive. The more weakness we show, the stronger we get. The lower we become, the more he raises us up. Jabez seemed to know that. Jabez seemed to get that. He seemed to get the fact that if I pray, enlarge my territory, O Lord, if I pray for more opportunities of you, then I will receive from you. The apostle James says that as well. Verse 4, you adulterous people, don't you know friendship with the world is adultery toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit he caused to live in us and envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. He gives us more grace. That is why the Scriptures say God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. That's God math. That's a moment that we can't quite comprehend and get our heads around. But it is truth. And what happened? The Apostle James says in verse 9, grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. The world around us tells us that whenever we humble ourselves, we show weakness. The scriptures tell us that if we humble ourselves, we are opening ourselves to a world of possibilities with God. Or in Jabez's context, bless me, enlarge my territory, and God granted his request. God always steps in when you put his agenda before your own. God always steps in when we put his agenda before our own. Oh Lord, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I'll be free from pain. And God granted his request. May we go out this week praying, enlarge my territory. More opportunities to share and show who God is. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you. Thank you for your word, the truth of your word, the life-giving word. Thank you, character of Jabez. And we thank you that as we pray for opportunities, you create them before us. Help us not to miss them. Open our eyes this week. Open our hearts this week. We might see you at work in places where we never imagined that we could see that. We might see that we fit uniquely and specifically in a certain place. That we might see you use us this week. Even in our weakness, in our frailty, in our uncertainty, that you would take that as we humble ourselves, resist the devil, come near to you, that you would lift us up, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And all of that is possible only because of the sacrifice that Christ has given for us. The way that he's opened heaven for each one of us in a clear way and in a new way. In the way in which he tore the curtain that separated people from the very presence of God and allows us to walk into it because he's forgiven us. May we rejoice in that. Father God, we thank you that you have given us hope. You have given us neighbours and a rich diversity within this community. Help us to continue to shine brightly for you, to be your hands and your feet, your eyes and your ears. And we pray for the project of Global Made Local, that as we reach out to those who are not from Northern Ireland originally, that they see that love, that grace, and this moment of safe place, a place where they can be a part of. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his powers at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.